Broward Sheriff Detective say Williams murdered rap artist Triple X Tentacion Monday as he left a motorsports store.
Triple X Tentacion. Triple X Tentacion.
Deerfield Beach. At the time, investigators say this.
Hello, humans. Hi. Welcome to Audio Face, episode 54. I'm Sean.
I'm Dan.
And this is a music podcast, music culture, anything that has to do with musicians or quote-unquote musicians, whatever.
Anything in the world of music, that's what we're talking about. And there was really not a lot to talk about. And we're not going to bullshit you, because we're the no-bullshit music podcast. That's well known. It's in the brand.
Allegedly.
Speaking of the brand, where can people follow us on social media?
At AudioFacePod.
That's exactly right.
At everything.
That's, yeah, we did now. Really good with that one. Absolutely check us out. We just posted some Instagram TV videos. That's a thing now. So you can check us out there. But let's get to what was this week. We'll be talking about kind of the whole Good Music Month roster that happened. We talked about Ye and Kid See Ghost, but we didn't really get to touch on Pusha T's album Daytona, Nas's Nasir, which Sean is very excited to talk about, and then Teyana Taylor's KTSE. And then we're also going to be talking about Death Grips' new album, Year of the Snitch, because, you know, just keeping things interesting here on Audio Face. But let's get into the news. XXXTentacion is dead. We are the literally last people to tell you this because this is like week-old news. It happened on the Monday after the Sunday that we usually drop Audio Face. And when I saw the thing happen, I was kind of like, God damn it, Sean, you did it again! Sean has a history of accidentally calling people's deaths and then they untimely happen on the podcast.
Oops.
There's some deep cuts in Audio Face. You can go to episode like 4, 5, or 6 of
yep.
this happening.
Yeah. And this is like the 8th one.
Yeah. There was a lot that happened. So go into the actual happenings of the story of what apparently, because as I know the story, he was robbed and at gunpoint, and he was shot like 3 times. But no, he was robbed by 3 guys, and he was shot. And TMZ had the video, and it was really, really rough. It was really gory. Sean, why
it's
are
so
you?
Bad. It's so bad. No, oh, actually, it's funny. I'm not laughing about that. I'm laughing about the news story.
Oh, right, about
this
the murder.
This is straight up.
So at the time we're speaking,
a Boondocks episode. straight up out of a Boondocks.
We're in a Boondocks episode. Aaron Magruder, bring it back. But Aaron Magruder, not the shitty fourth season shit. But
yes. Not Sony bullshit.
Yeah, so apparently the suspect, one of the suspects of the three, appeared in court and didn't say a word. He's not being released on bail. We're speaking at Sunday afternoon. We're recording the podcast basically to air, so, you know.
Why would you murder someone in broad daylight? Like, that's not smart.
Yeah, the security cameras caught it. Oh, man, that's the Lambo. Oof.
No, that's a BMW i3.
Oh,
or
really?
I8.
Well, you know, it's all
I3,
the
Lambo.
Lambo! Any sports car is the Lambo. You gotta know that. But, you know, people have been having a mixed reaction to XXXTentacion's passing. Of course, what we talked, the original thing, just to get the record straight, our thoughts about XXXTentacion, we're not gonna go over too much again here.
Because we
did it in a previous episode, like episode 52 or 51. It's really recent, within the past 5, where we reviewed XXXTentacion's most recent album, and we talked about the thing that's going around some aspects of social media where sometimes the crime of the artist will be superseded by the fact that their music is really good.
Yeah, allegedly really good.
We have opinions about that. You can listen to them. But people on the internet were kind of mixed on how to react to him because he has this, I don't want to put it lightly, trouble history, but like he's a fucking horrible person.
No, we've already said that.
Even in the things he's said, even if you don't agree with the like media coverage of the things he allegedly did, whatever, then at least the way he speaks is really like not lovely, all right?
Not a good dude.
Yeah. But people were still like, "Oh, you should respect him after he's dead. No, he was a horrible person." And so where do you come off on that, honestly?
In general, like with
no, with XXXTentacion specifically, because
okay, no, I'm not gonna respect him because he doesn't respect people himself. After what episode we did and what we recovered in his domestic violence case, There's so much shit in there that if you treat a human being like that, you're lower than a piece of dirt.
Yeah.
I don't care who you are. So if you get died, all right, that's sad, but at the same time, I'm not gonna shed a tear at all.
Right. Yeah, me neither.
Like, damn, okay. I don't get these people like, oh my God, he's such a great person. It's so sad to see them. Like, did you know what he did to other people?
I don't think a lot of people do. And there are people who genuinely do. They're purposely ignorant of it. And so I want you to, if you're really interested in more of this conversation, go to episode 52 of Audio Face. Mm-hmm. That's when we really talked about this in great length. It's in the latter half of the episode.
2 weeks ago.
Yeah. We stays on topic, and Sean, you stay on the killing machine. But
I'm not going to talk about anybody else the rest of this podcast.
Well, let's talk about some people who chose one way of celebrating it.
Ladies and gentlemen,
the XXXTentacion Challenge, where people are posing shot in their cars, kind of like XXXTentacion's death video that TMZ had.
It's so bad.
America's so ratchet now. I love it.
So, let me picture me.
Oh my God.
So there's people posting in cars like this.
Yeah. It's just really.
Screenshot that if you want.
Yeah, I will add it somewhere. It's just people are posing dead in their cars. You don't need to do this, people.
No one is safe.
No one's safe. No one is safe. 2018. No one is safe.
Jesus. That was the worst.
Oh, God. So there's a picture of Patrick over the couch like this. And like the picture where his mouth is open, and they're like XXXTentacion Challenge. No one's safe. 2018.
Oh, Jesus. My God. And, all right.
Let's.
That was rough.
So let's talk a little bit about Good Music Month. That's the release of all of the Kanye West produced, collaborated like albums that came out. There were 5: Pusha T's Daytona, Kanye's Ye, The Kidsy Ghost Project, Nasir by Nas, and Teyana Taylor's KTSE. They all came out. Mm-hmm. And 2 of these we reviewed, 2 of these we didn't, and 1 of them just came out this week.
Yep.
So I felt like it would be a good time to just wrap up all of our thoughts on all of them. And would you be okay with going like just in order of the ones that came out? John? Yeah.
So Pusha T came out first
in like late May.
Yeah.
Yeah, and this was right before, I mean, this is what kind of reignited the Drake rap beef, but that week was really busy for us, and we kind of just like forgot that this was coming out.
There was also a lot of shit that came out too.
And there was a lot of stuff that came out that week as well. Yeah. So check out that episode of Audio Face anyways, where we reviewed other things that weren't Pusha T's album. I think it was like episode 49. It might have been 50, honestly, because that was a big episode. But the past couple episodes we've done have been amazing.
All right, pat yourself on the back now. We're so good. Woohoo. We do nothing wrong.
He won a triathlon today. Placed first in his age group. Anyways, Daytona was 7 songs, 21 minutes, and that's kind of the pattern with all of these produced albums. And that's something you liked about the 2 that we did review, Ye and Kidsy Ghost, that they were nice and short. And this kind of falls along that.
Yeah, and this album, especially the first one, if you know, you know. By the way, I hate that phrase. People says, if you know, you know.
I like, if you don't know, now you know.
That one's cool, but if you say, if you know, you know. I see stereotypical white girls fucking post that all the time on Instagram. If you do that, go home and rethink your life. Love thyself. That song sounds like it should be on Graduation. It's such a Kanye song. If you hear it, like it, the production, everything. And that's not saying it's bad. I love Graduation. We went over this.
Yeah,
that's my favorite.
That's
Kanye
fairly
West
acceptable
album.
Kanye.
Yeah, that's my favorite Kanye album by far.
Good wholesome Kanye.
It's, you know, old reliable. If you want some, Kanye, you go to Graduation. There you go.
Yeah.
Anyways, and the rest of the album is pretty similar, and it kind of went hard. And then when we went to the other stuff, you know, we already tore Kanye a new asshole on Ye, but we'll get into that later. And so I didn't listen to it at all in May. So listening to it now, I go, what the hell happened from now to Kanye's bullshit to Nas? And I go, what? Make up your mind.
I want to give Daytona its due a little bit more while we're on it.
Oh, yeah.
It's got So musically, it's just the thing that Kanye does in his production a lot is playing around with the sounds of voices.
Oh, yeah,
and
definitely.
Using that to
especially
make the background
like church
of the,
shit.
Yeah,
a lot.
A lot of gospel
there,
making
yeah.
the. That's how a lot of what makes the structure in the backbone of the song, and that happens a lot with Daytona. And this was just a little bit more of like a harder trappy album, I would say. Not totally trappy, but like
it's not super trappy.
But like compared to the production of Nasir and Kitsy Ghost, even and production of all the other albums, honestly, it's just a little bit more like intense and hard hitting, which is I really liked. What Would Meek Do is just a very interesting song. I could, again, go without Kanye here. I have an interesting relationship with Kanye West that's semi-evolved from the last time I've talked about it, so we'll stick around for that. But Infrared was really the song that really lit people on fire because that was the one that Pusha T took shots at Drake.
That's when it got fun.
Yeah, that's when it got fun.
And this is when the whole blackface thing started, and this is when everything went fun.
Yeah, and...
And another little bitch Drake bitched out.
And yeah, next week we have the release of Drake's potentially double album, Scorpion. But we also have Gorillaz, so that's gonna be good.
Yeah.
But that will
be. Listen to Matty Healy. Double albums are bad for fans.
I think I very much agree.
Quote of the year, Matty fucking Healy.
From the 1975.
From 1975. Double albums are bad for fans. They really are. But Matt and Trap does fucking triple out. Like, the. Stop.
This is something that, again, Kanye and everyone on this did really well. They kept it to 7.
And I like it.
Which, I kept jumping back and forth on whether I wanted any of these albums to be longer or shorter. I'm kind of glad they are where they are.
I think they're exactly right where they need to be.
Because they don't overstay their welcome and they do what they need to do. And because of the constraints, you really get to see the art flourish in these most of these albums. I say most because I think that's an opportune time to go into Ye.
Which we don't
need to really cover that much, but mainly just to get it all in one video.
The messaging of Ye. Which was so unbelievably stupid. Also, I mean, it was made in like a month, and you can tell that.
Less than that, two weeks.
It was made in 2 weeks, you could tell that. The
album cover was shot on the way to the after party. It was uploaded as a total like late mess to the streaming services. I think it was just such a disaster.
I mean, that's the whole album in general. We went over that in what, 51?
Something like that.
I mean, look on Instagram and you can pop it up on there and say when we did our full review of the album.
Great job on Instagram, buddy.
Yeah, thank you. Alerts. Anyway, so I mean, and that's the contrast between those two, production-wise, night and day.
Yeah.
With the production, with the production of Ye is shit. I mean, and I said that last time too.
Yeah.
I know you liked the production a little bit. I hated it, and I hated the whole album.
I thought
much.
Some of the production was okay, but especially compared to the rest, Ye was the worst release of this entire
definitely.
Bit. Like, by a, not a country mile, like a...
I was going to say something really bad.
Like a countryside kilometer, which is shorter, but I guess I want a country mile then. How about
state mile? That doesn't even exist, but I just made it up right now.
Astronomical units.
Because...
These are astronomical units in difference. Don't sleep. I took an astronomy class once.
I was going to give you some really random unit of measure, and you'd be like, bees? some interstellar shit or something.
We spent more time on Ye than it's worth, so let's talk about Kitsy
Ghost.
Kitsy Ghost,
which is a polar opposite of Ye. And this is where I said earlier, Kanye, make up your fucking mind of, I'm going to say some bullshit that doesn't make sense and apparently be alt-right and then be left and then be alt-right and then be left in your politics and in your music. And then the production goes shit and the production will be really good.
Pause. How do you be left in your music?
How do you be left in your music? When you go on Nas and you talk about...
Oh, I thought you meant left in your politics. And I was like, that's reflects in your music. I thought you meant, there's a way that liberals compose music.
No.
Better. No, but continue.
I'm talking about like the messaging and stuff.
I understand.
And
yeah,
I'm like, okay.
Right. Because
apparently slavery is a choice, but black people get shot by cops all the time, and they have no choice to get shot. So
we'll get to that later.
Make up their mind. Exactly. Kitsy Ghost. We already reviewed that again, and It's really good. We all, both of us liked it well.
Yeah.
Fourth Dimension goes hard.
Yeah.
Fucking fantastic song. We blast it in our car, which means it's good.
Yeah.
Overall, whole album's good. I mean, granted, it's because it's Kid Cudi too, and
Kid Cudi goes fucking hard. Being the most distinctive part of Kid See Ghosts was that it showed a lot of range. Mm-hmm. Some of the most range of any of these albums did. And another thing that it did super well was, God, I just lost my train of thought. That's amazing. But yeah, that's not coming back.
Oh, man. Dumb Dick Dan over here.
Yeah. Oh, well.
Anyways, production good, album good overall. So we went good, dog dick shit.
Oh, wait, sorry.
Good.
I remember what I wanted to say. We talked a lot about constraint on Kid See Ghosts and the fact that Kanye was holding himself back a little bit and Cudi was holding himself back a little bit so that they could both kind of share space on the album.
Yeah.
And we kind of felt, well, I felt that that was better for both of them and that produced a better product because Kanye on his own can be a lot and Cudi on his own can be not quite as much, but still
a lot
can go along, can go on. But then we get to Nasir. Hard in the paint, Nasir.
This album, I love, by the way, I love Nas. Ever since The Lost Tapes is my favorite. One of my favorite rap songs ever is Do-Rags from The Lost Tapes.
Let's spend a little bit of time on this because we
don't fucking sleep.
Yeah,
this album goes hard. What the hell, Kanye? What was this a month ago?
Yeah, so Cop Shot the Kid, I think, is the song you're kind of referencing earlier, where it's like, wait, are you woke Kanye now?
Yeah. I
think it's more woke Nas and Kanye's helping on the track.
Yeah, it's definitely woke Nas.
Yeah.
Nas, the beginning of the album, I forget how it starts off, but I remember it starts off with just some...
super, like, Afro-nationalist shit, which is a theme throughout the whole album.
Yeah, exactly.
All the way to everything, which is really like.
I mean, look at the album cover too.
Oh yeah, that's
goes hard in the paint.
So that's like some This Is America shit.
Yeah, it's basically. Yeah, it's like This Is America, the whole album, but
yeah,
a lot harder, a lot harder.
Yeah. Cop Shot the Kid does that classic like Kanye West. I'm going to mess with a sound or like a. I'm gonna mess with vocals and make that the skeleton of the track and do it like a thing.
Video game beats.
Yeah, and it was really
and
good.
It was good. The entire album, everything goes well together. There's not one song that overpowers one or one that underwhelms. Again, it's 7 songs, 26 minutes, and I love that.
Yeah.
Because it doesn't overstay its welcome. It stays true to what it is. And within that, you get what the tone is, and it doesn't get whiny. Which all of last year we complained about a lot of albums like Roger Waters and other shit that
they kind of go on.
Yeah, if it has a political message, it goes way too on about it. Like, okay, shut the fuck up now. This goes in and out.
We may get shit for like being too leftist, but like
fuck that.
See
the means of production.
We will also point out when rightly when albums are being too much with their politics. And like...
God, yeah, we say that all the time.
Yeah, and we did that a lot last year. I think this year it's kind of cooled off
because
people have gotten it.
People are like, okay, fine. I guess we have to accept Trump as our president.
And then Kanye was just like, straight on balls deep MAGA.
He's like, put on the hat and he just super face.
Then...
That's my Kanye impression.
Thank God there's video.
I just realized that.
But what was your favorite song on this album? Because I think there's a lot of... You really can't go wrong with almost any song on here.
It literally depends how I feel. I mean, I love the first two songs are my two favorite. I can't distinguish between the two of which one's my favorite. But
I'm in between...
Like not for Radio and Cop Shot the Kid.
I'm in between Cop Shot the Kid and Everything.
Everything's good too.
Yeah, because... It's just so much... Range is the main message here. From all of this. And then lastly, we can get into Teyana Taylor's album, KTSE, I want to say. Just pulling that up. And yes, it is. And so that's 8 songs. Getting
22
wild.
Minutes.
Getting
well,
wild
because the first song is 1:30.
Yeah, and it's kind of like a talk thing. But this was more less trap, rappy kind of thing.
This is R&B.
Yeah, this is absolutely R&B.
Straight R&B. Oh, man. It's really good. I listen to it, I'm like, there we go. That's
wow.
The good shit. That's the good shit I've been waiting for. Because I swear to God, R&B is like non-existent almost. It's, especially in the trap era. I feel like it's really taking a step back. But then when we had Georgia Smith. Georgia Smith?
Right.
Okay, I'm making sure I got the last name right.
Yeah.
Her album that we reviewed 2 weeks ago, same thing. That was R&B, maybe a little bit more smooth jazz type Sade.
Yeah.
Really good. This is straight, pure, wholesome R&B. Fucking fantastic. Really, really good album. And I've totally forgot that Kanye produced it. My Kanye, hey, man, my shit, you're busiest man in music right now, apparently. But damn, that is a fantastically produced album. Make up your fucking mind of making dog shit piss or really good.
Not a hot take, but like a warm take. I thought most of this album was forgettable. Like, it was good R&B and, like, decently produced, but I felt like Kanye was straining the most in producing R&B in the sense, and he did it, but doesn't quite have that same, like, pop that his rap does. Don't get me wrong, I love, particularly Three Way and Rose in Harlem. Those two songs mm-hmm. together are, like, the other two songs you did for the Nas album. Like, those two together, I can't really say which one I like better.
Yeah.
But then for me, it's a bit of a drop-off after that, and that all the other songs are okay and good, but especially with, like, Nasir and I think I want to do, like, a power ranking of all these albums. I think it's definitely nowhere near Ye, but wasn't as
it's much it's not as powerful as the other albums, but I'm saying as an R&B album and giving the album its credit in general.
Right.
In general, this is just my review.
Yeah.
Fantastic. I really like it. Not as good as Georgia Smith, because Georgia Smith's albums.
Yeah.
That was borderline perfect.
Yeah.
I think it might be because of my ears getting blown out by the amount of trap snare I've heard in my life. Also, there was one song that like had a slight trap snare in it, and I go,
I know which one you're talking about.
I can't
about.
Think of the
I
name
think
of
it. Actually, it's Rose in Harlem.
Might be Rose in Harlem, but it wasn't like the right trap snare. So I go, okay, I'll allow it. But you're this close. If you do one beat less, it's trap snare.
It's like Key and Peele. It's like how many like pelvic thrusts are you doing? It's like one more slight move and it's trap snare. No, yeah. I know exactly what you're talking about in that sound. I'm like, do I call this trap snare? Or, nope, can't call this trap
it's
snare.
But trap snare.
My ears perked up a little bit.
Yeah, exactly. I go, it's like when Mochi hears a dog. Mochi goes, where's the dog? Where's the dog?
Our beloved cat.
Our beloved Mochi Min.
The Siamese freedom fighter. Rank.
Don't open the screen door. You might let the north. You might let the south in.
God.
I might need to post to Instagram thinking of my cat. Headphones dropped.
Oh. Well, you can.
There you go. I will forget it, and or something will happen if I don't grab them right now. And I know.
Okay. How would you rank these five albums, best to worst? So usually do like worst to best. Let's do best to worst. I'll give you.
I know right now what I would do.
You know right now? Go ahead. Cause
Kids See Ghost, Nasir, KTSE and Daytona are basically tied. Maybe Daytona than KTSE, because I do like Daytona a lot, but that's not saying KTSE is bad at all, because I just said
right.
It's fantastic. And then
it's just
six piles of shit. The GDP of Somalia.
Botswana.
The GDP of Botswana. The GDP of Sierra Leone. Tesla stock.
Well, Tesla stock's doing okay right now.
Tesla stock in
CryptoKitties.
Coinbase when the app goes down and trying to pay for something with it. A Tesla on a flatbed.
A Tesla on fire.
A Tesla on fire. There we go. Tesla battery on fire. And I don't know anything else.
And then yeah.
And then yay. I want that pile that of much. Shit. Because things were going through my mind. I literally go, can't say that, can't say that, can't say that, can't say that, can't say that.
Thank you for censoring. I can't even get
it. I had to deal with this. And I just, in my mind, I'm like, stop.
For the record, I had more trouble at my job censoring hosts than I have had on this podcast. So thank you so much.
So anybody who wants a hosting gig, you know where to go.
At SW Suarez. Fuck all that, he's mine. Pause.
Come with me, daddy.
Yo.
Super pause.
So
hit the brakes pause.
Mine is different. I'm putting Nasir at a firm number one.
Okay,
Kids See Ghosts at a two. I will actually put Teyana Taylor's KTSE above Pusha T, but again, slightly. And then, like, 35 dumpster fires. Trump's administration. And then, yay. No. Candace Owens on Joe Rogan Experience. And then, yay.
No. Fucking A. Who is the guy who went liberal, now is a libertarian, and was doing deregulation?
Dave Rubin.
16 pounds of shit, CLRO, GDP, Tesla stock, so Viter.
Botswana.
Dave Rubin's argument that Joe Meathead Rogan debunked in 2 seconds. Dumpster fire. Then yay.
Thus, we have had it. So, basically, Kid C Ghosts and Pusha T's, I mean, Kid C Ghosts and Nas Nasir were killer. So,
fucking get out.
How do we feel about Kanye? Like, that's the end question before you go to break.
As a producer, pretty strong. He's really good at making music. I would give it to him. He's a very good producer. Celebrity, dumb dick. His lyrics are off and on. It depends on what he's doing. I think when he does Kanye the Celebrity, basically, he takes on a whole new persona, and I hate that.
He becomes a Kardashian.
Yeah, and it's so stupid. All of the, oh, I'm going bankrupt, all the Adidas Save Me stuff, and I'm selling $100 t-shirts, everybody's wearing Yeezys, that shit, plus his music that really isn't good in his name. Kanye West album, I hate. Kanye West as a producer just showed right now that his productions are fantastic. Everything we liked was someone else's album that he produced. The thing we hated was his own creation of everything himself, allegedly.
Kanye West.
It's just like how MF Doom's getting Uncle Rappy, basically. I mean, he still has some songs that are pretty good. The same thing for Kanye is you can feature on a song or something. MF Doom can feature on something. It's very good. You can do, well, Kanye, it depends. But for the most part, if he features on something, it's pretty good. Same thing for MF Doom.
It's like a 7 out of 10 chance it's going to be good.
Yeah, exactly. You roll that dice, you know, pretty good shot. All right, you know, you got 13 of blackjack. If you go, hit me, you know, pretty good shot. You'll go up a little bit.
Right.
And then with MF Doom, we're saying, hey, don't make a Doom album. You can collaborate with something. Or be a producer like he did with
Bishop Nauru on the second half of Elevators Part 2, which was pristine.
Exactly. Kanye can do that. And yes. If Kanye can just stick out of the limelight, stop being stupid, he could be a great producer.
I couldn't agree more. That's interesting.
Oh, that's interesting.
I know what happened.
It's okay.
We'll keep going. I know how to fix it. So... your mic just messed up. But really fast, I want to finish this point. Hold it at least near your face. So...
I'm trying to...
No, I know. You can't fix it right now. Basically, I agreed with everything that you said. But I will... Yeah, and you even remarked that Kanye... That's hilarious. You even remarked that, like, 7 out of 10 Kanye songs that he comes on are good.
Those 3 out of 10 are absolute dog.
Boop! Scoop! But...
Precisely.
Yeah, Kanye, keep producing. You pretty much took all the words in my mouth. Kanye, keep producing. Keep showing up every once in a while. But Kanye West, the character, is not someone I thoroughly enjoy. Kanye West, the producer, is someone who is like one of the best producers in the game. And with that, we're going to take a break and unfuck a lot of things.
And fuck my mic.
Music comes back. That was an experience. We are back from that break.
that was a disaster break. You better edit that. Just chunk cut.
Jesus Christ. So let's get back to the happenings. Right. MIA has a documentary out coming soon.
Yeah.
And Sean, what'd you say during the break?
Oh, the poster of the...
The movie poster.
I couldn't think of documentary, the word. The documentary poster straight up looks like a Che Guevara poster. Straight up.
Maybe it's intentional, question mark?
I'm kind of down, even though Che Guevara is fucking murderer craziness.
So, it lands in September 28th in the United States, I'd be down to see it.
Why not? We'll see that. We'll see Bohemian Rhapsody, dog.
Yeah, there's also that film that's coming out. Because I remember seeing that in the trailer. Yeah.
Yeah, I saw the poster when we got out of Superfly.
Yeah, we will be...
You mean the weekend fly.
We will be reviewing both of those later in the fall. But yeah, MIA has this film coming out. She says, I think it's nice that he, the director, managed to filter it down to the essence of what needed to be discussed, because in my own head, there's a million other things I wanted to discuss.
Yeah, naturally.
So yeah, it's about like her life, her controversial moments. It's a really like a biopic describing.
That's cool.
Yeah. I'm down. I'm super down. I love MIA.
Mia.
Good shit. Mia. Good shit. Death Grips. Year of the Snitch. This is not trap.
This is definitely not trap. It's rap.
It's 13 songs, question. 37 minutes long. Death Grips, let's...
Experimental garage rock rap.
Like metal.
Metal drum.
Like with
rap.
Metal percussion.
Yeah, definitely. It's
and some screaming, like metal.
It's extremely different. I actually like it.
It's not for everyone.
It's definitely not for everyone. Also, their album covers make me incredibly uncomfortable.
Yeah.
This one is really bad. Oh, I hate holes. Like, I don't know.
You have that, where you're like afraid of circles?
Not circles in general, but when it has to deal with, that just makes me uncomfortable because it looks like eyeballs.
I mean, remember the cover for No Love Deep Web was literally a dick pic.
That's just a dick.
It's just straight a dick
pic. I'm sad. I'm so sorry to anybody that receives dick pics, by the way, because dicks are disgustingly ugly, and that's just so rough.
Having received a couple dick pics in my life, it's rough in the streets.
I'm so sorry. But never mind. We're not going down there. Yeah, I very much like the first song, Death Grips Online. I like the production of it and the kind of the overall tune, how it just kicks off running, literally, and that's the entire album. It just, start to finish, it's just go. It's as if I'm in a race where the horn goes off and it's just, all right, I'm doing the thing, apparently.
We get it, Sean, you're a triathlete.
Swim back, run. Anyways, really good opening song, and it's just super fucking eclectic, but that's the sound. I mean, that's them in general, and I knew that going in. I quite enjoy it. I think I have to be in a mood to really listen to them. If I'm not in a mood to listen to Death Grips, I wouldn't like it, but it kind of fit my theme today when I was the past 2 days, because obviously it's a race weekend. So listening to it, I go, okay, this really, you know, fit my vibe. So it makes me like it a little bit more than I think I would normally.
Yeah.
Death Grips is online. That's the first song. It's definitely my favorite song on the album because I love the tune.
Right.
I freaking love the tune. And Shit Show is interesting. And Dilemma is pretty good. The rest of the album is fine. It's not like anything super special, but the whole album is just literally like, think of my brain in a nutshell, which is just buzzing around, thinking thoughts, doing...
It's all over the place.
It's like, you know, you go on Coruscant in Star Wars, you'll learn one day. And you have all of this fucking traffic of these hovering cars and shit, bees. That's what it's like. It's like... And that RIP audio users.
RIP headphone users.
That is this album. So I do like it, but it's like my brain is fucking white fuzz.
Right. So I tried to get into Death Grips a long time ago. Really early on in college.
By the way, their older shit is not good. Or not as good as this. This is a lot better than their older shit.
Let me get to that.
Yeah, when you said that, it reminded me right away. I'm like, yeah. Their older stuff, I don't like.
It was really hard for me to get into. And around the time with their last album and the single is when they started kind of really playing around with, off of Bottomless Pit, they really started playing around with synthesizers and keeping their same like structure as a group, but like playing around with the more electronic side of things. And I think that's done well for them. Maybe to just like soften their music or provide a bit of a base so you can jump into the otherwise kind of like crazy different song structures, like fast paced, like loud bit of it.
Yeah.
And that's what makes Year of the Snitch definitely the best Death Grips album I've heard.
Definitely.
That being said, it was very hard to hear the other ones, like just figuratively and literally. But I think my favorite song was actually Ha Ha Ha, because it just had this like really fun chorus to it.
It's a good song, yeah.
Yeah. Death Grips Us Online is a really good way to start the album, though. I'll definitely agree with you on that.
It sets the mood every... Like, that is the perfect song for this album. Or to start it off.
Yeah. I think, honestly, 6 through 13, I thought was, like, pretty solid. And that's a good, like, three-fifths, two-thirds of the album.
Compromise.
Yeah. I had, like, a brunch this morning. That was funny.
Like, in the reference.
But I like Streaky. I like Dilemma. I think Little Richard, maybe kind of forgettable, but I got that maybe same vibe that you got, even though I maybe liked it a little bit more. But
I might have to give it another listen, too. I only listened to the album once, and then I kind of put Death Grips Us Online on repeat. I'm not kidding, because it's such a good song.
So now we understand your methodology.
When I like a really good song, I listen to that song a lot.
No, me too. I was starting to feel, because with anxiety, you just start to feel guilty about a bunch of random different things. And so I was starting to feel guilty about the fact that I keep listening to the song Money Train off of the Superfly album on repeat because it's a really good song.
It's a really good song
and beat and everything. And yeah, it's really good. But I kind of don't mind it anymore because it's great. I've been meaning to burn you on the fact that you're wearing a Bayern Munich shirt.
And then a Sebastian Vettel hat.
Yeah, you're German. You're deep spate Euro today.
I'm deep German today.
So in keeping with the arbitrary scale system that we use, in keeping with the arbitrary scale system that we use with every single episode, how would you rank Death Grips in between all of the good music albums?
That's a really good fucking
I think that's
system.
A good scale.
Shit. This is probably... How did I rate it? This is...
Ye was fifth.
Ye was fifth. Daytona, KTSE, Nasir,
fourth,
Ghost.
Third, second,
that's
first.
From yeah. Dick Shit. Bottomless Pit to
absolutely pretty, that's ascending really order good. Very much yeah. Ascending
always,
order
always
ascending. Okay,
this is probably in between KTSC and Nasir.
Okay,
so it's I did thoroughly enjoy it.
That's like in between your 2 and 3.
Yeah, so it's basically like a
no, you put KTSC as fourth and
I put KTSC as fourth. Okay, vice versa. So between Daytona and Kitsik, or Daytona and Nasir.
Okay.
So it'd be like Kitsik, Ghost, Nasir,
Death Year of the Grips. Snitch.
Year of the Snitch, yeah. And then the rest.
Right.
That's how, if like.
I think you literally have to say KTSE and then the rest. Because just to emphasize that it's such a different league from Ye. Just because, like, that's the most unfortunate thing about KTSE is that in this ranking, I have to. Like, it has to be anywhere near fifth. And the same with Daytona. Like, it's...
Oh, yeah.
Just to say it's fourth and fifth compared to Ye doesn't mean it's a bad album. But, no. Yeah, I put Year of the Snitch... let's see. I ranked Ascending, Ye, Daytona, KTSE, Kid C Ghost, Nasir.
Yep.
And I would put this under Kid C Ghost. So we basically have it in pretty much the same place.
Thing. Yeah.
If we did a numerical scoring system, I probably would have given it a bit of a higher score than you because I like just crazy.
You liked it
shit.
A little bit more. And I think if I gave the whole album another listen, I would probably be the same rank as you.
Yeah.
Just because I put the first song on fucking repeat.
But that's a good sign.
That's a good sign because if I get obsessed with the song, I get obsessed with the song.
Absolutely.
And it takes me a minute to get obsessed with
And we
the
all
song.
Know your very high expectations.
My
XX expectations.
What is... Never mind.
I almost broke my own rule. Wow. And that would have been a horrible joke to make given circumstances.
No, me too.
Hashtag.
Damn it! I was about to say that too.
Oh, God! I denounce and reject myself. Frank. And lastly, we like to end audio face on a fun note. Shout out to my alma mater, however the hell you say
alma
that.
Alma mater.
They didn't teach me how to say that in college.
Your alma mater, alleged alma mater. Where's your piece of paper?
Good story, good question. But you can take a Frank Ocean class at UC Berkeley now. And just before, let me explain this entire program for people. There's a program at Berkeley called DECALS, and they're student-taught classes that you take for one or two units, and they're all on, like, fun, different topics. Like,
you did a Radiohead class.
I did a Radiohead class. One of my friends did a Kanye DECAL. There's a DECAL on wine tasting. There's a DECAL on slacklining. Like,
the fuck is slacklining?
That thing where you, like, balance on a line in between two trees and, like, walk across there.
Oh.
So, white people.
That is some... deep state white people shit. I am never doing that. Walk along a tightrope. What?
Hey, Cirque du Soleil, what about that?
No, because we come in swinging, baby. We got tigers, flames, elephants coming on ropes and shit. No one's walking on strings because it's too wild in here.
Well, I don't know about your bedroom situation, but my bedroom situation is Brain Like Berkeley, which is the name of the title of the class and also references a Frank Ocean song.
Yeah, that's a Frank Ocean. I got it.
I thought it was a good transition. I was just proud of that.
Anyways, you can learn more about Frank Ocean at the Free Speech Studios itself.
I hate to give promotion to another podcast, but there's a podcast called Dissect about music, and it's more episodic, I guess. And they really go into like one particular album and all the meanings behind it. They did Kendrick Lamar, and right now they're doing Frank Ocean, and they're going into like particular songs he did, and it's a really good journey into like all the meaning behind it, all that stuff, and so it's really good. I recommend people check that out. And it's not directly competing with us because it's not a music news and reviews podcast. It's more of like a music
any
inside
other music
podcast.
Reviews news podcast or shit.
And we know which ones are out there, and
they really are shit.
Next week we have Drake, state. Scorpion, Gorillaz,
Florence and the fucking
machine. Now. Do you want to do Florence and the Machine?
Fuck yeah, I'm doing Florence and the Machine. I like Florence and the Machine.
Okay, we're doing four albums next week. Cause Drake's got two.
I know. I'm not gonna listen to all of Drake. You already know that.
Well,
I got my limit. It's just like Superfly. If it's shit, I'm pulling out.
What if Drake actually doesn't disappoint you?
Then I'll listen to it.
And you will. We'll have to find out. You'll have to find out on the next edition of Audio Face. But thank you so much for listening to this episode. It's really cool. Like, our numbers are really good right now. Thank you for listening and sharing the episode. It's really helping us get the word out there. We got some other cool, exciting announcements coming soon about, like, platforms we're going to be on. Oh, God. You can follow this edgy brat on Twitter and Instagram at SW Suarez.
Where I'm not very edgy.
You really aren't. In fact, you're barely... We're going to work on your social media game.
My Instagram's good. Twitter's non-existent unless I'm yelling at Bam and C's about football.
Yeah. Again, congratulations for winning your triathlete. That's very cool. Those pictures that you took that were from me are also very nice. And Dan from the Internet, I have my newest series launching. Ben Shapiro Arguments. It's actually happening. The first episode is dropping not immediately if you're listening to this on Sunday or Monday, but soon afterwards.
Your intro song sounds nice.
And Sean helped compose the intro. Wow, I didn't see that coming.
You did it about your photos, so you know what? I'm gonna give it right back to you. Dude, Sean is super edgy when he wants to be.
I paid up right there.
You can pay your taxes.
I paid
man.
Up.
Give me that petrol dollar money.
Whew. Oh, that reminds me of some shit I have to do now, but. Back to the mines. Thank you so much for listening to this episode. Seriously, it's awesome that we get to do this podcast. Share it with people. Rate it on cool places.
Does this shit.
It's awesome. We do this.
We do this. All right. Cheers, guys.
Bye.